Public Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Today is Flag Day, and it's a good day to honor both our flag and our national anthem, which are inescapably tied together. Unfortunately, the massive demonstrations of illegal aliens that took place all over the country proved that some people who come to America do not respect our flag, our national anthem, our Constitution, or our laws. They waved the Mexican flag, and they sung different Mexican words to the tune of the Star-Spangled Banner. They do not want to learn our language, and they do not want to assimilate into our culture. Some of them want to retain loyalty to the country they left behind. That was evident in the carrying of Mexican flags and posters asserting that southwestern United States is Mexican homeland. Some Mexicans use the term Reconquista, which is Spanish for reconquest, to describe their desire to see California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas merged with Mexico and named the new country of Aztlan. Mexico has been teaching its youth that the United States stole those areas from Mexico and they should be returned. That is false. The United States acquired the Southwest a century and a half ago in three ways. Part by the 1845 annexation agreement with Texas, which was then an independent republic. Part ceded by Mexico after the Mexican-American War in the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which was extraordinarily generous to Mexico. And part by an additional purchase of land in 1852 called the Gadsden Purchase. Our national anthem is the only national anthem that ends with a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? That is the question. Are we still the land of the free and the brave? Yes, we welcome immigrants, but we welcome only those who believe in the constitutional principles that made us the land of the free and the home of the brave.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says it's best to borrow money from a pessimist. They don't expect it back. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor, some common sense points of view. Today is June the 14th, and today is Flag Day. I've asked a half a dozen people, maybe even more than that, why is today Flag Day? Because I didn't know either. But I do now, and very soon, you'll know too if you just stay tuned. It was on this day, June the 14th in 1777. Now, that was before I came to this country, so I can't prove that that really happened. But nevertheless, it was a Second Continental Congress. They were in session, and that's when they selected the flag that Betsy Ross had sewn together with the red, white, and blue 13 stripes, 13 stars. And they did that on this date in 1777. And then in 1916, and that's still before I came to this country, but Woodrow Wilson was there, and he signed a proclamation making this day National Flag Day. It was on this day in 1954. I was here then, and I remember old Dwight D. Eisenhower, he signed a joint resolution of Congress, Public Law 396, adding the phrase, and I remember this, I truly do, I remember this, one nation under God. That's when they put that in. And if I remember right, it was the Knights of Columbus that talked him into doing that. The Catholic Brothers, okay? He signed that joint resolution, adding the phrase, one nation under God, to the Pledge of the Allegiance. At which time Eisenhower said, from this day forward, the millions of our school children will daily proclaim in every city and town, every village, every rural schoolhouse, the dedication of our national, the dedication of our nation and our people to the Almighty. Now, he was wrong about that. Now, let's rephrase what he said. Dwight Eisenhower said in 1954, from this day forward. Well, we're not forward anymore. Because we can't say, in God we trust. We can't say, God bless America. We can't say, one nation under God. We have taken God out of the schools. Something that in 1954 you would have said, not in this country, it'll never happen. No way, Jose. Ain't going to be here. But it is. He goes on, Eisenhower does, to anyone who truly loves America, nothing could be more inspiring than to contemplate this rededication of our youth on each school morning to our country's true meaning. In this way, we are reaffirming the transcendence of religious faith in America's heritage and future. In this way, we shall constantly strengthen those spiritual weapons which forever will be our country's most powerful resource in peace and in war. So said So said Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1954. And I'm sure at that time, Dwight D. Eisenhower, along with many others, would have never believed that today it would be illegal to do what he said to do from that day forward. That was 52 years ago. 52 years later, God can no longer bless America. Because how can he when our children can't sing God Bless America in our own schools? How can he when our courts of law must remove his commandments, which are the foundation of our law? Anyhow, in God we trust. Remember, this happened back, let me see, when was this? I'm looking for a date. But anyway, remember it was Michael Newdow. I have a gentleman sitting in here with me today that just walked in, and it's good to have you around. Do you know who Michael Newdow was? Do you remember him?
I do not.
You do not. Well, I'll tell you who he is, and when I tell you who he is, you'll remember him. He is the guy that had the daughter that sued this take the God out of the school thing, and out of the allegiance, pledge of allegiance. Then he also, I don't remember, last fall or sometime, he sued to take In God We Trust off of our money. So that has been in the court system now for a while. The Federal District Judge Frank C. Damrell, Jr., granted a motion to allow the Justice Institute to intervene as a defendant in the lawsuit to remove the national motto, In God We Trust, from the currency. The lawsuit naming the U.S. Congress as a defendant, it was filed by atheist minister Michael Newdow, who was the founder of the he's founder and ordained minister of the First Amendments Church of True Science. If you take those first letters, it spells facts. The suit alleges that it would be highly hypocritical for facts to accept money that has In God We Trust inscribed on it. Well, see, now the way to get around that is, hey, don't need money. You know, he could become a streetwalker or whatever, you know, and just live off the garbage disposals, etc. Anyway, he also claims that when he travels to foreign countries and exchanges American currency, he is being forced to evangelize for a religious view that he denies. Now, just this week, for whatever it's worth, a federal judge in Sacramento, decided to dismiss Michael Newdow's lawsuit against the national motto, In God We Trust. In so doing, the judge sided with motions filed by the Pacific Justice Institute and the U.S. Department of Justice. Newdow had argued that having to use money inscribed with the national motto offended him and was unconstitutional. Anyhow, Judge Frank C. Damrell, Jr. held that the outcome was obvious without the need for further arguments. And he goes on to say that it's quite obvious that the national motto and the slogan on coinage and currency has nothing whatsoever to do with the establishment of religion. So keep your money. It's all right to use it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Have returned. The gentleman sitting in here by me said, how can this guy be a minister if he's an atheist? Well, you see, we have a lot of folks today, and this is going to be the new world religion, is this thing about pantheism, and anyway, we worship the earth. It's Mother Earth. It's not the Father God. It's Mother Earth that we worship today. And anyway, I have a little information here on Michael Newdow. He says a key religious ritual is taking a pause at each new moon. Now, I noticed this morning, last few mornings, the moon, I drive to work with the moon shining bright because I come in pretty early. So we got to wait another couple of weeks before we can have a true religious ritual here. During that interval, we reflect on both the majesty of the universe and the direction of our lives. And see, this is scriptural. You know, one of the signs of the latter days is they will worship the creation and not the creator. Anyway, the moon has been chosen to remind us of how similar is every human. Now, I don't know. You don't remind me of the moon. I guess maybe when you moon somebody, it might have something to do with it. I don't know. Each person seeing the same lunar phase, no matter where the Earth is situated. The new moon has been chosen because of its symbolic nature, reminding us that the new experiences always arise as old ones conclude. And the night sky has been chosen because of the perspective it provides, reminding us of our place within this incredible expanse of both distance and time. Now, if you were a minister of the Amendments Church, you'd know all this stuff, see. A sermon to ponder is offered with each new moon. So, anyhow, that's what Newdow believes. But the judge said, hey, no, we're not going to go along with this. He said, it's quite obvious that the national motto and the slogan on coinage and currency, In God We Trust, has nothing whatsoever to do with the establishment of religion. Its use is of a patriotic or ceremonial character and bears no resemblance to a governmental sponsorship of religious exercise. Now, I always thought In God We Trust on the money meant In God We Trust, all others are going to have to pay cash. But anyhow, for whatever it's worth, we'll still leave it on there at least until Michael Newdow has a chance to get back in court again. Kind of a funny story, and we'll have to do it after the commercial break. But the Department of Homeland Security let a fellow in their building of the Homeland Security with a fake ID. And the fake ID, I mean, it was obviously fake. It said he lived in Tijuana, British Columbia. His address was 123 Fraud Boulevard. And, hey, they just took it and let him come on in. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Sounds like somebody that we ought to know personally, Jeff. He'd fit right into this organization. His name is Bruce DeSalle. He's a retired New York City police officer, and he does kind of funny things. And he was out in the state of California, and he had an opportunity to buy a fake ID. He bought it off of a street vendor. Doesn't say what he gave for it. But he's had it for 4 years now, and he had it made up this way. It lists his place of birth as Tijuana, British Columbia. His address is 123 Fraud Boulevard. And then he gave his home address as Staten Island, but they spelled it all wrong. On purpose. He did this on purpose. Now, like I say, he's had this for 4 years. He's used it to board airlines, to enter government buildings. He's never been turned down. Okay, not one time. And he's had it for 4 years and uses it all the time. And he said he keeps his regular ID with him just to see, you know, in case they don't accept that, then he can prove who he really is. But he hasn't had to because he uses his fake ID all the time. Now, he has a meeting coming up with the Department of Homeland Security officials in the Department of Homeland Security headquarters, all right? So, he gives them their fake ID. And the Department of Homeland Insecurity let him walk right on in, no problem. He says the Mexican government has issued millions of these cards in the past few years, mostly to give illegal aliens a form of identification that banks and other institutions will accept. He said the General Service Administration ruled in 2003 that they are not valid identification for entering federal buildings. But that's unless you're not going into the Homeland Security building or the Homeland Insecurity building, as we just mentioned. Some members of Congress have tried to crack down on the use of these cards, but the Bush administration has opposed the effort. So anyhow, Bruce DeSalle has had a lot of fun with his fake ID, which says he lives in Tijuana, British Columbia, at 123 Fraud Boulevard. Okay, Regina in Pennsylvania on New Dow. Hi, Regina. She dropped. Where'd she go? Okay. Now, anywho, back to the ranch here. Illinois is still up to selling some assets. Illinois either wants to sell or lease its lottery. Now, you know, I'd think a lottery would be the goose that lays the golden egg, wouldn't you? I watch people come into restaurants and quick stops, and I don't go to many restaurants that sell lottery tickets. And I very seldom go to quick stops, except if I am traveling someplace. But almost any time you stop for fuel, somebody's in there buying a lottery ticket. And they always look like they can't afford it. But nevertheless, I would think the lottery would be the last thing a state would sell. I mean, gee whiz. Talk about easy money. Well, anyhow, now, I'm not talking about easy money for those that play the lottery. I'm talking about easy money for the state. It's just like sales commission. Commission is always steady, whether the market's up or down. Doesn't make any difference. Well, these lotteries, I would think, would be the last thing in the world a state would want to get rid of. But Illinois says they can get $10 billion for their lottery. And they're willing to sell out for $10 billion. I'm saying B like in billion, not B like in boy, not million, but billion. Illinois would become the first state in the nation to sell its lottery to private investors. They want this $10 billion so they can build better schools without having to raise taxes. Now, that brings up another entirely different program, and I'm not going to go into that today. But you can spend all the money you want to on schools, and until you change the system, you're going to just have more dumb kids coming out, all right? Anyway, the governor is betting that selling, leasing, or auctioning off the Illinois lottery will generate $10 billion, so the state can pump $6 billion into the public schools over the next 4 years? What's he going to do in 4 years? They're going to need more money for schools, and the lottery is going to be gone. They want to spend $1.5 billion on school production. I don't know what school production is, and invest the remaining $2.5 billion for the future. I don't know how they're going to invest it. Anyhow, the budget director John Fallon. He said they have had several inquiries about buying the lottery from the same companies that bought the Skyway for $3 billion from Mayor Daley. Okay? Now, we see that many states are selling off their assets. They're selling their roads. They're selling all sorts of things, property, that would make money. What are they going to do? When we come back, we'll talk about Illinois, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Indiana, Those are some of the states that are literally selling, as far as I'm concerned, the goose that laid the golden egg. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.D. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a hay shed, storage shed, or workshop, call my friend Lou at Steelspan Buildings, the largest manufacturer of prefabricated Quonset-style buildings in the world. Here are some of my listeners who are now satisfied Steelspan Building customers.
It's a 50 by 60 foot steel span, and it works real good. I really like it. Lou done all right for me.
We started on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and by Sunday night, 7 o'clock, we had the building up.
Yeah, he was real helpful with everything. We talked over different stuff, and he said, I definitely can prove it to you if you give me a chance, and he definitely did at that. Worked out real well. I definitely do business with him again, and he's a pretty straight-shooting fella.
Before you build, read the top 10 reasons Steelspan buildings are better than a pole barn at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com, or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 43% of all statistics are useless, Derry Brownfield.
And we are back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your call's a welcome. And talking about how the states are selling off assets, which to me this is almost an unbelievable thing. Anyhow, Milwaukee said they want to lease or sell Mitchell International Airport. And some of the local people are saying, hey, we paid dearly with our taxes over the years for that airport. It must have been amortized over the years. It ought to be out of debt as long as we've been paying on it. And what do you want to sell it for? It's ours. We bought and paid for it. Now, as I just mentioned, Illinois thinks they're going to get $10 billion for their lottery. And an additional $15 billion for leasing all or part of the 274-mile Illinois tollway. Missouri plans to auction its student loan portfolio. Now, I could see getting rid of that more than I could because those student loans, I don't know how good a lot of those are. But gee whiz, to sell a highway? Pennsylvania is considering leasing its highways. Chicago wants to lease Midway Airport to private investors. Well, you know, if they're going to lease it, and it's a decent lease, that may not be so bad. But to sell it or take one of these 99-year leases, who knows? Anyway, Chicago received $1.8 billion from a Spanish-Australian investment group last year for a lease on its 4.4-mile skyway. That lease was for 99 years. You know, I've been around long enough to have watched inflation. We're dealing today in thousands of dollars where we used to deal in hundreds. We're dealing today, we don't think as much today, many of us don't, most people don't think as much today of a dollar bill as they used to a nickel. Or maybe about the same. A dollar bill, it takes about a dollar today to buy what a nickel, or certainly a dime, did when I was growing up. We had 5 and 10 cent stores. Now, what for those of you who don't know what a 5 and 10 cent store is, everything in that store could be bought for a nickel or a dime. And today, a nickel just isn't hardly worth picking up if you see it laying on the street. Although, being an old fogey like I am, I even bend over and pick up pennies. I have a jar of pennies. For whatever they're worth, they're not worth much except the old copper pennies. And copper's worth a lot. But I'm sure the copper in the old copper pennies are worth more than what the penny would pay for. Anyhow, as I said, here they're giving a 99-year lease on this $1.8 billion Skyway. Now, every one of us that have been around and doing business for, let's say, the last 50 years, can remember how much $1,000 was. My grandfather retired back in the late 40s. And he had $10,000 cash. It wasn't cash, but it was in stocks and bonds, or in bonds, and a nice home paid for. And I wouldn't say he was considered wealthy, but he was considered certainly way, way, way above average. That $10,000 wouldn't at all begin today to buy what $100,000 would buy today. When my wife and I got married in 56, we looked at an old farm. Nice place, beautiful place, 1,000 acres. They wanted $100 an acre for it, and that was $100,000. I mean, $100,000 in the 50s was just unheard of. Nobody except millionaires had $100,000. Today, you can pay that for an automobile. Now, granted, you get one of the better cars, but I wouldn't guarantee you how long it's going to last. So these people that are selling this land, they're selling these assets for billions of dollars, taking a 99-year lease, 50 years down the road, that $1 billion, we might be talking in trillions of dollars instead of billions, just like today we talk in hundreds of thousands instead of thousands. We talk in thousands instead of hundreds. I don't know. Indiana made this deal to get $3.8 billion in exchange for a 75-year lease on the Indiana Toll Road. That's 157 miles. Okay, I don't know what it costs. I know a little bit about the Oklahoma Toll Road. They just $3 you to death as you cross Oklahoma. I think it's, I've driven across there almost annually now for several years because I take that on the way to Paragon Foundation out in New Mexico. And every few miles you have to stop and spend another buck and a quarter or $3 or whatever it happens to be. Well, see, by the time these leases are up, money might not be worth the worry. It might cost you, $100,000 to drive from here to New Mexico. Very possibly. I don't know. I have no idea. But just to see what has happened in my lifetime, it's amazing. Now, somebody says, yeah, but it's going to go the other way. Well, that's possible, too. Maybe they made a heck of a deal. If they can get billions of cash, and then it gets down to where you just pay a dime to drive the toll road, that you made a great deal in that. But I just can't see that happening. Anyway, it looks like these states are selling off their assets, and we see some of these things. Everything costs money today. Now, I noticed that the Park Service and I've been in very few national parks, but I've been in a couple. And it just is upsetting to me to see somebody at the gate wanting money at a national park. Hey, isn't that why it's a national park? It's ours. It's ours. We, the people, own that land, supposedly. But not with the federal government running it. On May the 15th, the Park Service started charging to have your picture taken in front of a monument. Sometimes it's $50. Sometimes it's up to $250. Now, I think maybe if you sneaked in there and you had someone take your picture standing in front of the Washington Monument, you might click it without getting a ticket. Huh? I don't know. I don't know how this works. But there's 390 monuments, parks, and historic sites that the Park Service oversees. And Lee Dickinson is the director or the official who oversees the Park Service program. And here's what he says. If you really want your picture taken at the overlook that everybody in the park goes to, then you're probably going to be asked to get a permit. Get a permit to have your picture taken at Grand Canyon? A task force has been created to develop a uniform policy for photography on federal land. And that's the way it is when you live in a free country. Let's go to Roy in Illinois. Hi, Roy. You're on the air.
Hello, Derry. You hear me?
You betcha. You're loud and clear.
I have worked for the state for 20 years, and anytime that they want to sell assets off, they're also selling off the contracts for the employees that handle those contracts. Like the lottery, we have a set of people down there at Springfield that does all that tickets and everything else for the lotteries, and those are all under contract with various agencies that they had to pay out, and then they also had to pay pensions when these people retire. So the state is probably saying, hey, we'll save this money on pensions. That's all.
Okay, good comment. I hadn't even thought of it from that standpoint. Yes, you're absolutely right. If they turn it over to private industry, and you know what private industry is going to do, they're going to hire illegal aliens for $4 an hour or something. At least at the most, it will be minimum wage, and there'll be no benefits with that. So anyhow, that's kind of the way it goes.
And no benefits for the rest of your life, too. So this will be a big savings. And not only that, have you seen a state or a city able to handle anything efficiently?
Anytime you put government involved.
Right.
You know, I can remember very, very well, and people get tired of hearing me talk about my grandfather, but he was a great guy. And he was old then as I am now. He was in his mid-70s when he was mayor of this little town. And I remember when they were going to blacktop the streets. And this was right during World War II, and you couldn't get oil, you know, I mean, to blacktop with. And you couldn't get automobiles. And one company came and sat on our front porch for a long time and offered him a brand new automobile if they could get the bid on that thing. And he practically ran them off the porch. That wouldn't happen today. Let's take a break. Thanks for the call, Roy. We'll be right back. .com.
You
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Let's go back to the telephones. Rich, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Derry, how you doing?
All right.
Two comments. One, I wasn't planning on, but, you know, nowadays, if you want to get what you used to get at the, you know, at the good old Woolworth Five and Dime, you got to go to the Dollar General.
You can't get much for a dollar either, can you?
No, but, you know, just yeah. You know, that's the way it goes. But the big thing was, you know, this Michael Nudnik out there who's suing the God out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You think he wants to erase virtually the entire last verse of the Star Spangled Banner? In case you know, have you ever heard it?
Think what the last verse is.
Yeah, among other things, it goes. I'll have to sort of slightly sing because I can't recite it. You know what I mean? Well, you know how it is. You learn stuff when you sing it, but then you try to.
If I had to learn things by singing, I would have. I'm pretty dumb anyway. But go ahead.
There's grace, victory, and peace in this heaven blessed land. Praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. And of course, the liberals would really foam at the mouth of the next one, which is, then conquer we must when our cause it is just. And this be our motto: in God is our trust.
Okay.
You can imagine him, you know, them really just freaking out at that one.
In God we trust, everybody else has to pay cash. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that I'm sure that if he actually knew the last verse of the Star Spangled Banner, he'd probably be suing to get it completely expunged.
Well, he apparently, and I don't know whether he's going to, whether this one court case is the end of that or not. I understand he wants to try the Ninth Circuit now, and you know.
Oh, well, yeah, he's going back after the Pledge of Allegiance again. Because he's gotten three families now. He was thrown out, that first part was thrown out of court, not because they felt that it was a bad case so much as because he didn't have standing, because he wasn't his daughter's actual guardian. But the court basically said, well, if you have somebody whose kids are their actual guardian, then you can take it back to the court. So he's already filed again, I believe, to have the words, under God expunged from the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Rod.
Okay.
Rich. Kansas City, we had a long dissertation here a week or a month or so ago on Kansas City Smart Port. And we've talked about this international corridor that's going to run from Mexico all the way up through Canada. And there's a map on the Internet just today that shows the different ports along the way as to how this is going to happen. But I have here how the – and this is coming from Jerome Corsi. But he says that on this corridor, and it's going to be in Kansas City is going to be the hub for this thing, that the Mexican government is putting in a Mexican customs office there in conjunction with the Smart Port. And it'll be the first foreign customs facility that's ever been allowed to operate on U.S. soil. We'll discuss that in some detail right after these messages. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bread cow, cow-calf pair, bread, heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday, June the 17th. Wendell's expecting from 500 to 600 head, including one complete dispersal. Beeline Farms is selling the entire herd. 70 big Angus cows weighing up to 1,500 pounds, and they'll have 300 to 400-pound calves by their sides. 25 of these cows will be 2- and 3-year-olds. These cows have never been off the farm where they were born and raised, and some of them are registered Angus. Ty Williamson has consigned 75 black and Charolais crossbred cows to their bred to Angus bulls. Broken Heart Farms will be in with a 50-head string of black and black baldies, and Tim Kyle is also selling a 50-head string. Jimmy Christensen is offering 30 of his cow-calf pairs, and the calves have all had their shots. The Big Creek Ranch is selling over 100 head, and Cox Farms has a nice consignment. Now, these are just a few of the early consigners for the special cow-calf sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction.
And we're in the home stretch. Now back to this Kansas City Smart Port thing. It's all part of this international corridor that's going to connect Mexico through the United States to Canada. And it's going to go well into Canada. The map that I have seen so far on it shows it going both east and west once it gets up into Canada. All right? Now, the Kansas City is spending $3 million building this thing for Mexico. In other words, the Mexican government is not paying for this customs office there that will be in Kansas City. Kansas City is paying for it itself. They call this the NAFTA Super Corridor,
which calls for construction of this 12-lane highway, six lanes each direction along Interstate 35. Kansas City Smartport is designed to be the central hub, the NAFTA North-South Superhighway cutting through the heart of the United States. Now, here's the way the cargo ships are going to unload in the Mexican port of Lerazo, eliminating the need to use costly union longshoremen workers in Los Angeles or Long Beach. Rather than transporting the containers by truck from the West Coast using Teamster drivers or on rail with the assistance of railroad labor and the United Transportation Union, the containers will be loaded onto Mexican non-union railroads at Lerazo. At Monterrey, Mexico, the containers will then be loaded onto Mexican semi-trailer trucks that will cross the border at Laredo, Texas, and run north along the Trans-Texas Corridor, the first leg of the Continental NAFTA Super Corridor. Now, we've discussed this Texas Corridor. There's a lot of people in Texas that are very, very upset about this. And it's kind of like that Texas Animal Identification Program. I don't know whether they're going to get it stopped. The way I understand it, and I haven't talked to anyone there about it for several months, really, but there's a great deal of concern about this Texas corridor. Nevertheless, it's part of this international corridor that will connect with Canada. The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Now, you remember what the... It's hard to keep track of all this stuff. But remember the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America? That is what President Fox, President Bush, and I can't think of the Canadian Prime Minister signed, but they just reached this agreement all by themselves. Congress didn't have anything to do with it. You and I didn't get to vote on it. They just came up with this Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And they're working with groups within the United States Department of Commerce that will allow Mexican trucks to be equipped with electronic fast technology so the trucks can cross the border in express lanes. So what does it all mean? It means, hey, they're going to come flying through here, and you have no idea what's on those containers. At the Kansas City Smart Port Hub, the containers can then be transferred to semi-trailers headed east or west, or simply stay on the Mexican trucks all the way into Canada. When they get to Canada, they go east and west again, all right? In March of 2005, Kansas City signed a cooperative pact with representatives from the Mexican state, one of the Mexican states where these Lerazo is located, to increase the cargo volume between Mexico and Kansas City. The whole point is to move cargo fast using cheap, below union wage scale Mexican workers to move the containers from Asia into the heart of the United States. And all that's going to take place in Kansas City, where the shipments will be pre-screened in Southeast Asia. In other words, the Asians will know what's in there, but you and I won't, as that thing comes right on through the heart of the United States of America. Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.